This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. And many in looking at the economic crisis have wondered in the United States, as people are outraged over AIG bonuses and the behavior of banks and the fact that millions of Americans are now unemployed, where are the pitchforks in the United States? Certainly there's historical precedent for people taking to the streets over economic policy and economic disparities, but relatively peaceful has been the reaction of the American electorate to what's going on in the economy, at least so far. Not the case in Europe. Joining us now is Damian McLaughlin, Managing Director of the security firm Guardian GS. He joins us from London to tell us about, first of all, in France and especially at the Royal Bank of Scotland, workers took matters into their own hands. Damian, what can you tell us about the situation at a 3M factory in France and the chief executive of the ailing Royal Bank of Scotland?
Yes, I think certainly dealing with the Royal Bank of Scotland first, it's been well publicised that Sir Fred Goodwin's property in Edinburgh was damaged, and that's believed to be directly connected to the forthcoming G20 summit. And obviously the action of the workers in France and the kidnapping of their managing director is something that we're seeing more and more of, certainly in mainland Europe.
Now, the levels of unionization are much higher in France than in the United States. And, you know, in thinking about French history, it seems to me, and maybe I'm wrong about this, that the French are uniquely predisposed to, march into the streets when there's an economic downturn like this. But in general, is this a disturbing trend both on the continent and in the UK?
I think so. I think certainly in France there's been a history of unrest and civil unrest and people taking to the streets and direct action. They're very used to that sort of way of dealing with their issues and problems in France. In the UK, I would say less so, although I think things will certainly change for the worst next week with the G20 summit.
And the Royal Bank of Scotland, we should say, was explicitly bailed out with money from the Treasury in London. What do you think the security concerns are going to be next week as the G20 summit convenes in London?
I think the certainly the intelligence and the information suggests that there's going to be major unrest. A number of companies, individuals will be targeted. And obviously for your listeners there, I think there are concerns, great concerns, that a number of American corporations and entities will be targeted as well.
What is the difference, before we go, between symbolic protest against G20 leaders and neighborhood-level protest against, say, the bank in a community or a factory in a city?
I think it is intertwined. I think next week we will see a number of individuals, anarchist groups, jumping on the bandwagon and causing disturbance, and also sort of targeting peaceful demonstrations by infiltrating the crowd and obviously hijacking the event.
Well, Damian McLaughlin, Managing Director of the security firm Guardian GS, telling us what to look for at the G20 meeting that convenes in the UK next week. Damian, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And how far are we from this sort of thing in the United States?
Last week's meeting was, please stop carrying any AIG logo merchandise that we gave you last year. No umbrellas, no ID badges. There have been death threats.
That's a caller on WNYC's The Brian Lehr Show here on this radio station this week, talking about AIG employees avoiding public identification because of their concerns for retaliatory actions by demonstrators and death threats.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.